Sampler by Miriam Shapiro. Historically, a needlework sampler was created by girls or young women to demonstrate their mastery of technique. In making a silkscreen print of a sampler with motifs of lace and flowers, Shapiro is slyly asking, is a print of a sampler more elevated than a sampler? She asks us to rethink our attitudes to the traditional needlecraft arts of embroidery and quilting, and by extension, to art forms practiced by women or considered expressions of femininity. After all, in other cultures and during other time periods, textile arts have been considered fine art and their practitioners were understood to be artists. During the 1950s in New York, Shapiro worked within the dominant style of the period, which was abstract expressionism. She moved to California in 1967 and with Judy Chicago launched the Feminist Art Program at the California Institute of the Arts, dedicated to fostering the careers of female artists. For decades until her death in 2015, she challenged the male-dominated art world and the systemic privileging of a narrowly defined concept of fine art over other art forms. As she explains, I wanted to validate the traditional activities of women, to connect myself with the unknown women artists who made quilts, who had done the invisible woman's work of civilization. I wanted to acknowledge them and to honor them.